This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark, well, they're down in New York City. New York City! Yes, New York City for the Talkers Conference. And I saw a weird look from you, James. I'm mimicking the old Pace Picante sauce commercial to where they would talk about Pace Picante is made in Santa Fe. That other stuff's made in New York City. And then all the cowboys around the campfire would just repeat, New York City! So, yes, they're in New York City. And so, yeah, it's Daryl, James, and Melanie in studio tonight. And, James, you've got the story about the long TSA lines. And it's not just long lines that are upsetting the passengers. It's long lines that are upsetting the CEO of American Airlines.
Yeah, and he wrote like a public letter. And this is kind of risky, honestly, from their point of view, because like you, if you're in the airline business, like I'd be really hesitant to piss the TSA off. Like,
yeah,
that seems like a kind of a bad idea because you have to work with these people every day. So it's like, you know, but he basically just wrote a letter. He says, in early March, we contacted government officials in Washington and spoke with the media in order to reach the general public. Thanks in part to our effort, Congress reallocated $34 million in TSA funding last week. So basically, he's saying, like, they're going to hire additional screeners. They want to, I'm just summarizing here, they want to put, like, more canine teams in the busiest airports because...
Oh, that'll work.
If they're canine teams, they do less screening.
Yeah, my business is really busy, so what I'm going to do these things up is bring dogs into my business.
Yeah. And there was an airport, Denver. I flew out of Denver a couple of months ago, and I had a late flight, like really late at night / early in the morning. It was, you know, like just after midnight. I got there a couple hours early, as I do, because I know it takes a long time to get through security. And Denver, which is a huge airport that normally has two distinct sections of TSA screening areas where they have like four lines open. When I got there, they only had one of those things open, so all of the traffic had to go through one, so the line was extra long. It took me probably an hour of standing there and walking through the little turnstile thing, or not turnstile, but, you know, the little rope things where you walk and then you turn and then you walk and then you turn. Yeah, I was in that for about an hour. I get through security. I get down to my gate 15 minutes before we started boarding. Yeah, good thing I got there 2 hours before the flight.
Yeah, and as Ron Paul points out, like, I remember years ago, so there's a proposal, I think, by Boeing. They said, look, we have a way to help address hijackings, and here's the solution. We're going to put the door for the pilot and the co-pilot on the outside of the aircraft. So it will be physically impossible to get into the cockpit from the cabin. And the FAA said no. They said, for whatever reason, they said, you can't do that. So,
like, yeah, and I think there was some kind of FAA regulation that also either prevented or discouraged locking the cockpit door. Because those doors can lock, but no, they were discouraged or prevented. I forget which one. And that's why the doors weren't locked. And the claim was, well, if there's a medical emergency and the flight attendant needs to get in there, then she needs to be able to open the door.
What is the flight attendant going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe have the, well, I guess if both pilots pass out, maybe something like that could happen.
I mean, then they can could probably just hack into the system and land the plane. The NSA can hack into the computer.
Well, I don't think they could have done that in the 90s. Like,
well,
you're applying technology that may exist now to technology that, you know, you're thinking existed 20 years ago.
Or how about this? How about you install software, like, call it like a hijack software, where in the event of a hijacking, I push a button, and now the plane is uncontrollable, and the only way to get control back from the plane is you have to, like, authenticate it with the ground. So you have to be like, okay, the hijacking's over, you know, we're giving our code words, and you need to give us the code word to re-unlock the computer. Like, imagine something like that. So then you couldn't fly it into...
That sounds almost like something logical, which is probably why it's not been done. Let's go to the phones. We were talking about prostitution earlier, so let's go to Joe calling in from Lakeside, California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
As I were talking earlier about people being forced into slavery prostitution.
Yeah, that was the claim by a caller who says that every woman that's a prostitute is being forced into it. And I know for a fact that is not true because I've met prostitutes that say themselves, the claim is that I was forced into this and I was not.
Now to be fair to Sarah, I didn't hear her say all women.
She said all.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, but I just want to throw a far-fetched thing out there. Is I'm forced to work. You know, I've got to pay taxes to the government for the property I stay on. I got
That's
to pay
true.
Taxes to the government for the car tag, for the car that I bought and paid tax on when I bought it. I got to pay it to the government to get a driver's license to drive the car so I can go to work to make money to pay taxes. And so I'm just throwing out a little bit more how in this free land, you can't go to land that's not being used anymore and say, I want the homestead, because then the government will throw you off and throw you in prison.
Well, not to mention, like, suppose you went out in the woods and you're like, well, I'm just going to live by myself. If you follow the letter of the law of the tax code, like, let's say you chop down a bunch of trees and you build a log cabin, the government's going to say, well, you had income.
Exactly.
Because you put labor in.
And if you homestead a land, then they're going to charge you property tax once you homestead it. So
you
can't get around it.
Or, as has happened to a friend of mine, where he's trying to build a self-sustaining thing somewhere out in the Southwest. I'm not going to say exactly where. The county authorities came and said, you're not allowed to camp on your property. And he says, I'm not camping, I'm living here. And they said, but this is not a permanent dwelling because you didn't get a permit for this to be a dwelling, so therefore you're camping. He's living in an RV, and they're saying he's camping. And he's saying, I'm not camping. And they said, well, you didn't get a permit to not camp on this property. So basically they're telling him that he's not able to do anything on his property until he just gives them a bunch of money for permits. There have been people that have just tried to live in the middle of the woods, and they get fined for, you know, camping in a restricted area without a permit, or, you know, some sort of vagrancy sort of thing. And, yeah, it's all just a matter of degree of, you know, yeah, we're not really free, but people like to say we are. Yeah, it's certainly better here than in a lot of the world. But it would be akin to if people tried to escape prison and they said, well, let's just stay in the prison yard because it's better than being in the cell.
Exactly. Thanks so kind of taking my call. Can I throw one more comment in?
Yeah, you've got one more comment.
All right. In the United States, we do have armed forces. And, I believe we should protect our country. But when you join the armed forces, you have people tell you to go in these foreign countries and put your nose where it does not belong. And you get shot. So therefore, again, you know, it's another spin to put on prostitution or control of people. And I think a lot of service people that go overseas and fight for this country, if it was on their own, they'd say, hey, this war is stupid. I would rather stay home. So I think a lot of the things that people do, they do out of force. And it's just a different way to look at it.
Yep, certainly. Joe, thank you for the call. You can call in with your thoughts, whether it be prostitution, hijacking, or anything else that is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, and we've got Skype, too. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about long lines at TSA, and, well, last caller claimed that everybody is a prostitute because everybody has to work and then give some of the fruits of their labor over to Big Daddy Government. And I would say that doesn't necessarily make you a prostitute per se. It definitely makes you a slave of some sort. There's the joke about what's the difference between a prostitute and an attorney. And Melanie, as someone who has passed the bar, you should be able to appreciate the punchline to this joke. The difference is prostitutes are upfront about what they're willing to do for money. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Bill calling in from Jackson, Mississippi. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. A friend of mine is a retired airlines pilot from Florida, and he has told me over the years that, well, just about every hijacking incident could have been prevented from day one. All he would have had to have done is just to arm the pilot. But, of course, that would make too much sense because the argument was, well, we can't trust the pilots with a firearm, yet
you can trust them with this multi-ton thing that flies through the air at 500 miles per hour.
Exactly.
But we can't trust them with, you know, some form of weaponry to defend themselves.
Exactly. That was my comment for tonight.
Thank you very much, Bill. And, you know, there is the claim that if someone does have to discharge a firearm on an airplane, that, you know, it could wind up going through the fuselage, which could wind up causing decompression, which would be very bad. And I agree that would be very bad, but, you know, firearms aren't the only things that people could use to defend themselves.
I might be mispronouncing it, but there's a type of ammo called frangibles, I think is how you say it. And it's basically a bullet that's designed to, kill people or injure them, but supposedly it somehow shatters in such a way that it won't go through objects like,
but,
you know, the airline.
People are objects.
Well,
walls aren't fluidy, so.
Yeah, so
okay.
Somehow it basically, like, blows up or whatever.
Are those the bullets that wound up being made illegal a couple of years ago because they kill people too badly because when they hit a bone, they wind up shattering?
I think you're referring to jacketed hollow points. Like, for a while, there's a whole thing. I think I remembered it correctly where, like, they're like, oh, these are cop killer bullets. They're Teflon coated.
They kill people too badly was basically the argument of why these things needed to be made illegal, because you would shoot, they would hit somebody, and then they would just, like, shatter and go into a bunch of pieces. And, you know, like if somebody survived the gunshot, they may not survive the surgery of getting all the fragments of the bullet out of them.
Well, it's a trade-off, because if it shatters on impact on the victim, it might actually be a good thing because it doesn't go through them. So, like, do you want it to punch through walls and hit someone in their house, or do you want it just to hit the victim? So there's, I would argue, it's actually safer to have the rounds where they don't go through people.
Oh, and they make exceptions all the time. If you're going to make them illegal for regular people, then, you know, write your exception like you always do. Only let airline pilots have them if they're good for not going through airplane walls.
Yeah, that's definitely a thought. Or I still think the whole idea of, oh, I don't know, locking the cockpit door is a good idea.
Yeah, the reality is they probably should have left the airlines responsible for security, because if they screwed up, like let's say American Airlines screwed up, it would be like massive, massive, massive lawsuit territory. Like, you know, they have an incentive to make sure that their flights are safe. You know, the aircraft is very expensive.
Right, but it was back in the 70s, the airlines basically begged the government to, don't make us be in charge of our own security, have somebody do it for us. And so then that's when the airport security started popping up, and those were privately run until after September 11th. And then most people aren't aware of this. After September 11th and the TSA was formed, they didn't go out and hire and train a whole batch of new people. They just hired all of the people that were completely incompetent 2 days prior. They hired everybody that worked for the private security companies. But they didn't publicize that, mm-hmm. but that's what happened. They just took the people that were already there, hired them, made them federal agents, and now they're competent.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point of ridiculousness. I mean, American Airlines, the COO, he's writing here, they're basically, it says, we will spend an additional $4 million to provide contract staff at our U.S. hubs and gateways. This is on top of the $17 million we spend annually to help reduce customer wait times. The money will fund contract staff to relieve TSA officers from non-screening functions like bin running and queue management so that TSA officers can focus solely on the screening and security aspects of their jobs.
So the bin running, let me explain what this is. So you've got the bins that you've got to put your shoes in, pull your little baggie of liquids out. You put your laptop in a completely separate bin. You can't have your jacket or hat or anything in the bin with your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So after those wind up going through the little x-ray machine,
you gotta take them back to the start.
Somebody's got to take them back to the start. So they've got these wheelie carts, and they wait until, you know, they get so high, and then they run them back through. And, yeah, every airport that I've been in, it's a TSA agent that's running those carts back. It's a TSA agent that is telling the people, take off your shoes, take off your jacket, put everything in the bin, make sure everything's out of your pockets. I'm trying to help you get through security. And as I mentioned earlier, what I hear is, everybody load up in the train, hurry up, get in the train. The train's got to go to the gas tanks. Everybody get in there. We can't be late. The trains run on time. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Everybody get in the train. That's what I hear when they say, take off your shoes, do this, do that.
And, you know, not to call out the TSA, but let's see, I've flown maybe a handful of times in like the last 5 years or so. I swear to, every time I fly, it's always like a huge line, and I see multiple TSA agents standing around doing nothing.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, I would rather they be doing nothing, because when they're not doing nothing, they're assaulting people, so.
Well, the problem is, it's like, it's inconveniencing everyone.
It is. And then something else that I've noticed recently is they'll always have at least one TSA agent that stands near that little queue line as you're walking through and turning and going and turning. There's always one agent that tries to be chatty with people. And I'm wondering if they're just trying to get people to, you know, like, give up information that they could somehow use against them. Because what else is the purpose of having a chatty TSA agent that's standing there doing nothing but being chatty? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required tests topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Melanie,
and James.
And we'll get back into this TSA story about the incredibly long lines and the COO, not the CEO, it's the COO of American Airlines that is not happy, and they're offering to, pulling up some money to have non-TSA agents do some of the non-screening work, such as line queuing and cart management, stuff like that. We'll get back into that story here in just a second. But did you know that most modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which they resort to force? And it would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner? And why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to government. Michael Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and in all major bookstores.
Alrighty, so back to the TSA. So just to recap, American Airlines says that they're going to help. They're going to hire people to help the TSA, which is like crazy to me. They also are looking for funding for additional canine teams.
It says the TSA that's looking for the funding, not American Airlines.
No, American is looking for ways to give funds for canine teams.
Okay.
So apparently the TSA uses specially trained passenger screening canines to make real-time threat assessments of passengers at the security checkpoint. When this program is in use, TSA will increase the number of customers who receive expedited screening. So that's kind of the idea. Put more canines at the airport.
And then fewer people have to go through that millimeter wave thing, and you can just put people through the regular metal detector.
Yeah, last thing he says here is promoting TSA PreCheck. So this is that program. He says, the COO says, we will launch an aggressive campaign to promote TSA PreCheck to all of our customers and, I guess, AA Advantage members, and are looking at opportunities to enroll customers on AA.com. We continuously receive negative feedback from customers when these dedicated lines are closed, so we need assurance that the TSA will keep TSA PreCheck lanes open throughout the day. Now, that's kind of funny to me. Like,
so they took the money for the service. They charged you to not have to take your shoes off.
And then they have the line closed.
And then you take your shoes off anyway.
Yes, this is...
I don't know if the pre-check is one of the things that you have to pay for.
Yeah, it is.
Because I've gotten a pre-check on some of my flights, and I've not paid for
anything.
Sometimes
they'll randomly take people out of the regular line just to speed the line up.
No.
You have to...
I've had it printed on my boarding pass, TSA pre-check, and I've never paid for any of these clear or any of the other services.
Okay, well, that's really weird, because I looked into it. Because the first time I got on a plane, I figured I might get groped less.
To Google, it's $85.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you had to, like, physically show up to a TSA building, and I was like, I'm not showing up voluntarily to a TSA building.
Yeah, I thought it was one of these you had to pay for services, but like I said, I've got it printed on a couple of boarding passes before, and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
I mean, they might have checked you out so much just from surveilling you that they figured you weren't going to blow the plane up this time and decided to...
Yeah,
just
I don't know.
...put you through for check anyway.
So anyway, it's kind of, I guess at the end here, he just says, this is not an American airline only issue. You know, there's competitors, all these having problems with the lines. And basically, until the lines are fixed and the TSA is properly staffed to handle the traffic... Our regulatory government affairs and corporate security teams will continue to interact daily with TSA and DHS leadership. So I think it's kind of funny that the private sector is having to step in and do security, and it's not cheap. So there's a video on YouTube called Why is Flying So Expensive? And it breaks it down on a what – percentage or what costs for the ticket. So he uses an $80 ticket, and of that $80 ticket, I think it's $583 goes to the TSA. So an airport fees for a reference here are like $10 per passenger.
And those can vary depending on
$7
the airport.
Yeah.
Because some airports are more. If you fly international, then it's going to be a lot more.
Very true.
So some of these numbers can fluctuate, but I think they're probably taking an average.
So the TSA already, has a huge budget, I would say, because they're getting money from every single passenger.
Yeah. But, and some people would say, but that's one of the voluntary fees. It's a user fee.
Well,
you only pay for it if you're using the service, so it's completely voluntary.
Well, that's kind of like saying the food permits are voluntary because as long as you don't cook food, you don't need to get the permit. But it's like if you want to cook food or if you want to fly airplanes, you have to use the government-regulated airport.
I also object to calling the TSA a service. I think they're, like, the exact opposite of a service.
That is very true. That's a good point.
Right, and also the whole claim of, well, you're using their service, you should pay for it, is like, okay, let's imagine for a moment that a random group of people with lawnmowers come into your neighborhood and cut everybody's lawn. Nobody asked them to come in to do this, but they cut everybody's lawn and then say, you owe us $100 because we just cut your grass.
Oh, and are the people who actually do this in some large cities who, like, wash your windshield and then try to collect, like, those are looked at as bad people. Nobody's like, well, you had the service of having your windshield washed.
They
like,
provided a service. Why are you trying to be a freeloader? They provided you a service. They smudged up your windshield. They did a horrible job of cutting your grass, but they did a service, and you're not wanting to pay. You're a freeloader.
And they used this really expensive lawnmower that, like, quadrupled the cost of cutting your grass. So you should be thankful that they cut your grass and did a terrible job at it.
Yeah, so how do you answer the question, Melanie, when somebody says they provided you a service and you didn't want to pay for it?
They didn't provide me a service.
No, they cut your grass and they smudged up your windshield. Those are services. Those people used some of their manual labor. They took time out of their day to provide this service to make your life better.
Well, that
and
kind of
you're
sounds like,
not paying for
Marx's
it.
Marx's labor theory of value. Just because you're spending time doesn't mean you're actually accomplishing anything that's of value to me. If all transactions are voluntary, I think my interaction with the TSA is one of the least voluntary things that has ever happened to me in my life. I hope it's the least voluntary thing that happens to me.
But they screen your luggage. They keep you safe.
I already know I don't have any bombs in my luggage, so I'm not any safer.
Right, but the other passengers on the flight, they don't know that. So, therefore, we need TSA.
Okay, so then it's not a service to me, then it's a service to everybody else.
But they're also making sure that nobody else on the plane has a bomb, so they are providing you a service. They're making sure that nobody else on the plane blows up the flight that you're on.
I mean, it's still not voluntary, and I think I'd rather take that risk that a random person decides to blow up a
right,
plane
but
to New Orleans.
They're providing you a service that you're not wanting to pay for.
Well,
how do you answer
if you
the
don't
question?
Want it,
quit providing the
you
service.
You shouldn't pay for it.
All transactions
exactly.
should be voluntary.
If you don't want it, you shouldn't be forced to pay for it. That's called the compelled rider problem, where you force people to pay for things they don't want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we are on the Skypes. Username is lrn.fm. We'll get back to the phones here momentarily. But are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Because you know they do it all the time. Well, you should stop using their money. There is an alternative, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available right now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tim calling in from Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, you were talking earlier about the TSA you've been going on about for quite a while. It's all about just keeping everybody in a enforced police state, a police state state of mind. So all we do is walk out of our doors and expect to be corralled and cajoled and basically forced into doing whatever they tell us to do at any moment of every day. But earlier, that's what I think the TSA is all about. It's not at all about security or safety. It's all about
security theater, people think that there's security, but not actually having security.
You could, I guess, argue that it's also like training for the police state, like getting people used to, you know, going through security checks and
certainly
having their stuff taken.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've been through and I've had my bag searched. Like, have you guys ever had that where they check your check-in bag and leave a little note in it?
No, because I don't check luggage, because I used to work for an airline, and I know what happens to checked luggage. There's a reason they call the people that work on the ramp bag throwers. And if you have a heavy bag or one that says fragile, that's basically code to the airline workers of see how high you can toss me.
Now, this is kind of like...
See how hard you can kick it, I guess, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is kind of like conspiracy, you know, kind of level stuff, but I was... So one thing I've heard, and I don't know, like, if I believe it or not, but some people argue that the Patriot Act is basically martial law without saying it's martial law, because it authorizes, like, secret courts, and they do all this stuff in secret, and,
right,
you know, like the TSA. So I don't know, like, if that plays a role or not, but...
I'd say you're
possibly
probably correct on
well,
that.
Well, it's not like we have due process now. I mean, it's...
Yeah, because, like, you know, there's all kinds of stuff the Patriot Act supposedly authorizes, like sneak and peeks, like they can break into your office and, you know, like look for whatever for, you know, for national security, which
well,
is...
Well, Richard Nixon was doing sneak and peeks back in the 70s.
That's true.
Wait, but that was illegal.
Oh, right. So the difference is now there's a law saying that they can do it.
It's just one of the extra rights. They added that extra right onto the badge of extra rights.
Yeah. I just think it's incredibly strange that, you know, stuff Richard Nixon basically was almost impeached for, or he was impeached, but he was almost removed from office by the Congress for, he wound up resigning instead of having them remove him. But the things that he did basically now would be considered, you know, like kids' play.
Well, it's incredible. Like, thanks to Snowden, you can, like, watch clips of, like, the NSA director in 2012. Like, the Congress is saying, you know, is the NSA spying on Americans? And he's like, no.
Absolutely not.
Is the NSA intercepting telephone calls? No. Is the NSA doing X? No. And then, like, all the documents come out saying they are doing all those things and more.
And then something that I found out a couple of weeks ago is that apparently the director of the FBI, James Comey, said recently, I just found out that apparently you can, like, put a piece of tape over the webcam on your computer and then nobody can remotely turn it on to see you.
Well, I mean, I would imagine they can still remotely turn it on. They just
right, they won't be able to see you because it's covered. But, like, he just admitted that he just found out that people could do this. And he's the guy that oversees the agency where they're probably the ones that are doing it.
I wonder how many times before the Snowden leaks they just logged on and saw, like, the back of a sticker and thought that, like, they're... connection was broken or something because they were just looking at like a black
or this person TV. Has all of their lights turned off and something. I don't know. Yeah, incredibly strange. Tim, anything else on your mind?
Well, actually, yeah, I wanted to say now that when James Comey said that he was basically, I mean, if you think about what he was really doing, it was just play acting for Congress. And actually when Michael Hayden was being interviewed by Congress, when he was being grilled by Congress, essentially, he was not looking them in the eye. He could not look them in the eye and say, this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening. Because all he could think of to himself, probably, was, I wish this wasn't happening and they were grilling me, because he didn't want to look them in the eye and tell them the truth. He couldn't tell the truth.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just watch those interviews and watch the body language.
Right,
like,
right.
You can just tell that they're very uncomfortable.
Down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew exactly what he was up to. He knew exactly what he was up to. He was just bald-faced lying right to them. But I didn't want to go on too much about this because we're all familiar with, you know, how much the government lies and what they want to do to us. And, you know,
well, we on this show, and you are, but not everybody listening to the show is familiar.
Of course. I'm not trying to, I mean, yes, I guess I could be educating the public at the same time as I'm calling in. But the reason, another thing I wanted to call about, too, was you were talking earlier about psilocybin mushrooms, about the effect, depression-reducing effect, I guess you'd
say. Yeah, there was a study in London where they had 12 participants that took part in a study on the antidepressant effects of psilocybin, and 5 of the 12 people were in complete remission of depression after 3 months after having only one dose and no follow-up treatment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll just put it this way. My cousins and I used to take mushrooms before we went to the family reunions because they were so depressing, but I'm kidding. Anyway, no. No, actually, I'm serious. We did, but that was Well, that was our way of coping with the family reunions. But no, I was just going to say that's been known probably for 2,000 years or maybe 3,000 years. The Chinese, the Indians, the Native Americans, they used, and wild tobacco too. If you think about all the substances that the Native Americans have used over the years that have medicinal value. And also the South American natives as well. I mean, all the Amazon jungle forest, I mean, the Amazon jungle plants, that there are millions of compounds, millions of substances out there that they still haven't discovered that are probably much better than anything you could get in a pill form from any big pharma company. So that's the reason that they don't want you to grow your own grow your own medication. Besides the fact that you grow your own food, you know, filter your own water. And actually, that's one subject that I notice you guys never really talk about a lot of is preparation for disaster type scenarios. I mean, because look at what's happening today. Look at Venezuela. Just as an example.
We talk about Venezuela all the time, Tim.
No. I don't mean that you're not, that you're ignoring what's happening in Venezuela. What I'm saying is that is going to come knocking on our door soon.
I kind of agree with you, Tim. I personally, I don't worry about it enough where, I think it's a major thing, but there is some thought in my mind, the dollar is, the government's borrowing too much. They overspend. They're a huge percentage of the GDP now. How long can this continue? And I don't know the answer to that. The Soviet Union took, 80 years to collapse, so maybe it's nowhere near having a problem, but the Soviet Union ran into economic problems, and it doesn't matter how many nuclear missiles you have. You can't be we demand our economic problems go away because we have nuclear missiles. That ain't gonna fly. So
yeah, the United States government is not too big to fail. Tim, thanks for the call. And that's one of the horrible problems that currently exists is this belief that certain things or certain companies are too big to fail. The banks, they're too big to fail. We can't let them, fail. And all of these loans that we basically forced them to lend out to people and let people default on these. That's why, we here on this show promote Bitcoin as an alternative to government-run money. But apparently there's some people within governments that don't like people using the Bitcoins. And, James, you've got a story on that we'll touch on in hour number 3. And your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.